This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. Once again, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. The news at 6 has just happened. You're here on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And I hope your Tuesday evening, early evening, is treating you very well so far. It's rained a lot today, but I think it's fair to say we needed it. And the small amount of rain that we've had relatively to the dry weather we've had for the last few days, probably not even close to doing too much to help. Still, I was out driving in the rain, quite enjoyed it. I even stood in my garden in the rain, and with it being relatively warm still, it felt pretty nice. So what's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, we have got some wacky holidays to enjoy, strange things that are celebrated on the 16th of August, celebrity birthdays coming up. We will be paying a few visits to the weird world of news, giving you maybe the key to a happy relationship, what happens if you don't look after your tattoos, a clear UFO photo. I saw the film Nope last night, for those of you that might want a brief review without giving away too many spoilers. I'll try and incorporate that as well. We'll hear about the man who's found a dinosaur footprint that's incredibly old, and some unusual sunburn remedies as well. That's all coming up at the visits to the weird world of news. The World Cup of Films is getting close to conclusion now. We do have 8 quarterfinalists and the first 2 quarterfinals available to be voted for. I will be talking about that in the second hour of the show that goes like this. If you want a sneak preview, as I always say, have a quick look at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and you can see the first 4 of our 8 quarterfinalists and the polls that are open. It's a single tap or click if you want to vote. Now, also, I do like to do celebrity birthdays, but unbelievably, the 16th of August is a little bit of a sad day as well, because on this date, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley and Sean Locke all passed away, together with my grandfather, Clarence Simmons, as well. All died on the 16th of August. Now, also, not to dwell on sad things for too long, but some of you may know I belong to a show business organisation and fraternity and charitable organisation called the Grand Order of Water Rats, which has been established for over 125 years. It's had some incredible names from the world of show business in its membership over the years, and I've been very proud to be a member for over 10 years now. And our current sitting King Rat was a very funny comedian and actor and a wonderful man called Dougie Brown, who very sadly passed away earlier this morning. And it's extremely rare in the Water Rats to have a sitting King Rat actually pass away whilst he's in the position of King Rat. He's kind of the figurehead of the order. He's the chairperson for our meetings, and kind of everything goes through him, really. So condolences to all his family and friends, and brother Water Rats as well, Dougie Brown, a wonderful man. I spoke to him. The King Rat will send a birthday card to every member of the order, and we have over 120 members at the moment, and he did a great job of personalising birthday cards as well and making them that little bit special. And I phoned to thank him last year when it was my birthday, and he sent me a card, and I had a lovely conversation with him. He was a great guy. So yeah, condolences to Jackie, and thoughts with Dougie Brown. And therefore, to that end, my first track of the show, on the show that goes like this tonight, is absolutely nothing to do with wacky themes or anything like that. It's just a track in honour of Dougie and for Jackie as well. And just thinking of everybody who's sadly no longer with us. But in a celebratory way, this is Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
How was I to know? It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand, and you still let me win. And who was I to say that this was meant to be? The road that was broken brought us together. And I know you could fall for a thousand kings and hearts that would give you a diamond ring. When I fall, you see before. If you hadn't guessed, so I kept my cards close to my foolproof vest. But you called my bluff and saw through all my tells. And then you went all in, and we left together. A king is gold, a palace and diamond rings. When I fold, you see the best in me, the joker and the queen.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Ed Sheeran featuring Taylor Swift, The Joker and The Queen. A beautiful track, just to be contemplative for a moment. But moving on now then with the rest of the show. What on earth is going on the 16th of August all across the UK, nay, the world? Well, did you know, may not be possible for everyone to enjoy right now, but the 16th of August is National Roller Coaster Day. So if you're anywhere near a theme park, get yourself in, last minute entry. Buy a theme park that stays open past 10 past 6 on a Tuesday night, you'll be lucky. But yes, it's National Roller Coaster Day. It's National Rum Day, which could be more exciting and could be easier to get involved with at this time on a Tuesday night than a roller coaster. It's also National Tell a Joke Day. So go on, tell one. Tell it now. Tell it right now. Maybe I can squeeze in a few one-liners into the show. I always like to tell a joke where possible and always happily embrace the world of puns. But what I am going to embrace musically is the next wacky theme, because the 16th of August is, and this deserves another fanfare, National Airborne Day. We're going to celebrate air travel, flying through the sky, being high up, musically, so doesn't really need a lot of tenuous links. And I mean, you guys have been fabulous and responded in your droves in social media, so many of the tracks you're going to hear tonight have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, so thank you so much for doing that. Yes, it's caused quite a commotion, blown up my social media pages. If you want to drop me a message during the show, Ben Simmons Radio is the place on Facebook, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter as well. There are other places you can find me online, but they're the most commonly used and ones that I recommend. And thanks to everyone that's been in touch and made song suggestions. So what is coming up next? Well, all thanks to Mr. Mark Reed, we are now going to have, celebrating Airborne Day, a bit of Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, burning out of fuse out here at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again. Place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. So touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time to touchdown brings me round again to I'm
Phoenix FM.
Classic Rocket Man there, played because it's National Airborne Day on the 16th of August. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. Very glad you've decided to share it through your ears with me after 6 o'clock. Anyway, and remember, loads of great stuff's always going on Phoenix FM. Even after me, you should keep your dial on 98.0 FM or your DAB digital radio or your internet tab or however you've got here. Because from 8 till 10, Rob Harvey in with Synth City, new wave and electronic music. Then from 10 until midnight, Gary Davidson's back for a playlist of singles and album tracks from his own record collection. It's Off the Record, 10 until midnight with Gary. So yes, no reason to go anywhere else. 98.0 if you live nearby. PhoenixFM.com if you don't. And the quickest way you can probably join us is having a smart speaker. Just say, can you play Phoenix FM? And it will say, go on then. Or it may reply with some kind of paraphrasing, but yeah. There you go. Anyway, very glad that you're here. Thanks to everybody that suggested tracks. Shall we pay our first visit to the Weird World of News tonight? I'd love to bring it to you. I did say we'd be looking at The Key to a Happy Relationship. Now, I did tell you the story on the Weird World of News last week of a couple who had been seeing each other for 21 years, but never lived in the same house. Then they moved in together, had loads of arguments, and it nearly ended their relationship. This is something kind of similar, but with a happier message, basically. The title is Couples Say Separate Bedrooms is Key for Happy Relationship and Makes Intimacy More Fun. Cripes. Having lived alone for more than 20 years, Diana Luke had no desire to move in with her partner despite being together for 14 years. In fact, she'd even go as far as saying having separate houses and bedrooms could be fundamental to making a relationship work. Diana's a radio presenter as well. Maybe all radio presenters should have separate bedrooms from their partners. I've happily slept in the same bedroom as my wife. We've been married nearly 18 years. I won't say there's never been a crossword between us, but we haven't gone so far as having separate bedrooms anyway. Diana met her partner Tim in 2008. They were both getting over previous relationships, decided to keep their individual homes, but with the recent rising cost of living, they thought it would make sense to have only one set of bills, so started to look for a joint property. But the one thing they're in agreement about is their new home must have separate bedrooms. It creates more exciting moments when they do share a bed. There we go. Slightly potentially suggestive content early on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening. Well, there we go. I'm not sorry. Come on, we're just talking about separate bedrooms and sharing bedrooms. Nothing more, nothing less. But could be the key to a happy relationship. If you're struggling, sleep apart. Then when you don't sleep apart, it's more exciting. That's as far as I'm going to go. Now, also, towards the end of last week, rather excitingly, with my wife, I bet you're wondering where this is going. We went and saw Simply Red live by the seaside in Kent. It was a wonderful concert. They were absolutely brilliant, has to be said. Mick Hucknall still got a fantastic voice and a brilliant showman. To that end, going to play one of their tracks that links to National Airborne Day. Where are we going? We're going right up to the stars.
Tell you the way I'm feeling. Anyone to hurt you. He's explaining the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. The snake's the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions. You never know how much you hurt me. Stay a minute, can't you see?
Simply Red, yes. I saw them last weekend in Margate at Dreamland, where I went many a time as a teenager, and they've still got some of the same rides as well. I think they're renovating it. They get a lot of concerts going on there now, and it's all been refurbished. It's looking fabulous. Not the outside. Outside of it still needs a bit of work, but anyway. There we go. Still, they were fabulous. Did most of their hits you could ever think of, and it's fair to say the crowd of about 5,000 people massively, massively enjoyed the evening, and I was part of it. All excellent. Congratulations to Simply Red and to Mick. Great achievement. Now, I hope your Tuesday's still going well. Don't go anywhere. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Probably after the next track, we might do some celebrity birthdays. We've still got to go to the weird world of news and hear about ignoring tattoo aftercare advice, how it could go disastrously wrong if you do. UFO photos, the man who's found a dinosaur footprint, and some unusual sunburn remedies. All those visits still to come. We've got to talk about the World Cup of Films as well. Business End most definitely underway. As ever, for a sneak preview at Ben Sim Radio right now, you can vote on the first two quarterfinals already. And don't forget, it's National Roller Coaster Day today, Rum Day, Telejoke Day, and National Airborne Day. Therefore, Josh Groban, it's over to you.
my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up. Now, I did mention earlier that some notable people, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, sadly passed on the 16th of August, but quite a few people were born on this day as well. Shall we do those celebrity birthdays? Who's celebrating today then? Well, Thor Love and Thunder and Thor Ragnarok director Taika Waititi is 47 today. This will make you feel old. Madonna is 64 today. Ridiculous. James Cameron is 68 today. Avatar 2, The Way of Water, coming out relatively soon. Actor Steve Carell of Despicable Me and the US Office fame is 60 today. Actress Angela Bassett is 64 today. Original Bargain Hunt host David Dickinson is 81 today. Controversial Scottish comedian Frankie Boyle is 50 today. Ulrika Johnson is 55 today. And George Galloway is 68. Those are your celebrity birthdays. It's the 16th of August. It's National Roller Coaster Day, National Rum Day, National Tell a Joke Day. I need to get some jokes, really, for later on in the show. Also, National Airborne Day. I haven't been doing the honours, thanking people who suggested the tracks. So Elton John's Rocket Man was courtesy of Mark Reed. I did thank him. Simply Red Stars, yes, I went and saw them, but it was suggested by Ellie from Beckles as well. Thank you to you, Ellie. Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up, aptly suggested by Jodie Young. Great stuff. And then Fiona Watson, friend of the show, has got in touch and suggested the next one. Bit of ELO and Mr. Blue Sky.
Please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Where did we go wrong?
Hey, you with the pretty face, welcome to the
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. There it was. Time for another trip over to the weird world of news. It's a far more dramatic jingle than it needed to be. Anyway, if anyone has ever had a tattoo, you will be aware of the basic rules of aftercare that you are told. People commonly get tattoos while away on holiday in sunny climes. Obviously, it's been very sunny here in the UK as well this summer, so many people may have decided to get some kind of tattoo in warm weather. And apparently, never having had one myself, one of the most basic things they tell you is not to go out in the sun with an exposed, newly done tattoo. So basically, that you're told not to go into direct sunlight, don't get it wet, and don't go into a tanning salon either. Some people can be a bit too eager to show off their new ink, though, and which can lead to terrible results. So a lady called Jackie went on a holiday to Cancun, got a dragon tattoo in the middle of her back, basically, just sort of below her neck, down to the middle of her shoulder blades. Quite a relatively smart-looking dragon tattoo and some kind of giant lily underneath. But she exposed it to direct sunlight for quite a while whilst on some kind of boat party, and has shared a video on TikTok of the results. It's fair to say it's swollen up excessively, the tattooed area, and gone kind of filled with a grey-looking fluid, which looks awful on this picture. But one commentator online said it's as though the hydro patch is soaking up excess plasma. So the sun has clearly brought out some kind of liquid from her body, which has gone into the tattoo, and then the tattoo's hydro patch is soaking up excess plasma. But it looks a bit gruesome. If you search for this online and can find it, lady who had a tattoo in Cancun and then exposed it to direct sunlight, it doesn't look great. Other people have commented underneath these images, don't get tattoos in the sun. Even if the sun isn't warm, don't sit them in the sun. Someone else said it's quite literally the most basic aftercare rule. Someone else said, to be fair, they tell you the do's and don'ts before and after getting tattooed. If you're not going to listen, be prepared for things like this to happen. She's been told off, hasn't she? Yeah, not so much a dragon as some kind of, I don't know, inflatable giant worm, it looks like in this image. Obviously, it's calmed down and ended up okay, apparently. It's not like she had to have anything redone or lasered off or anything like that. But a word of warning, if you've recently had a tattoo, definitely don't get it in sunlight, don't get it wet, don't go to a tanning bed either. Basic stuff. Okay, another track that links to National Airborne Day, courtesy of the fabulous Simon Turner, and his suggestion. Here's Steve Winwood. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Steve Winwood, Higher Love, another fantastic track. I actually feel like I'm missing out. There's quite a few tracks I need to get into the rest of this show to get all your suggestions in. But there's so much going on with the show that goes like this. So many extra features, celebrity birthdays, weird world of news, World Cup of Films to come later, and all the wacky holidays as well, like National Roller Coaster Day, National Rum Day, National Tell a Joke Day. I haven't really told a joke yet, have I? Oh, when people know you've grown up in a world of comedy, people say, go on, tell us a joke, and it puts a lot of pressure on you. Whenever I hear that, it makes me want to roll up into a ball and throw myself down a hill. But that's just how I roll. Okay, we'll leave that there. Whilst just trawling the internet, I found a bizarre article about the 10 most commonly misspelt girl and boy names. And you're kind of like, okay, I can understand a couple of them on this list, but really? So the 10 most commonly misspelt girls' names. Number one, I totally understand. Neve. The Irish name, Neve, which is spelt nothing like it sounds, N-I-A-M-H, in case you didn't know. One of those bizarre Irish spellings. Neve. Okay, fair enough. Number two, Rachel. Rachel. It's as it sounds. Rachel. I know there are some Rachels that have A-E-L or E-A-L in extreme circumstances instead of just an E-L. But it's Rachel. Number three, Margaret. I could see maybe you'd miss out the second A, Margaret. I don't know. Sheila, yeah, you can get the IE the wrong way round. Isabella, double L maybe. Phoebe, yeah, okay, you might not have the OE. Naomi, that's as it sounds. Come on. Diana, what? People spelling Diana with a double N, are they? Yvonne, yeah, you could have problems there. I think it was an I, I suppose. And maybe only a single N, I don't know. Aaliyah is number 10. Not that common a name, is it? Anyway, what about boys' names? Most commonly misspelt boys' names. Aaron. All right, double A, you may think it's only one. Or I've seen Aaron spelt with two R's and different spellings. Graham. Well, I know there's Graham with an H and Graham with an AE. But, yeah, okay. Elijah? Could think it was a double L. I don't know. Neil? Really? Neil? It's four letters. Matthew. Come on, that's not difficult. You don't know there's a double T in Matthew? What is up with you? Daniel? Come on. Arthur, George, Keith. Yeah, so the IE again. My dad's had that a few times. Alistair. There's multiple spellings. This has annoyed me. I need another track to get over it all. Oh, fine. Stuart Jane suggested Lenny Kravitz. I'm sorry, Stuart. I've gone into that with a negative attitude. Let's snap out of it. It is the 16th of August. It is National Airborne Day. Let's celebrate. Let's rock out with Lenny as he shows us all how to fly away.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly. I fly above the trees, over the seas, in all degrees, to anywhere I please.
Phoenix FM.
Were you air guitaring to that? Were you joining in with a yeah? It's definitely one that you can. Oh yes, hope you enjoyed. And thanks again to Stuart James for suggesting it on social media. Thanks to everyone who's got involved on Ben Simmons Radio on social media and made song suggestions for tonight's show. You may well get a shout out and get some credit. Thank you very much. Now, another visit to the Weird World of News in the first hour reveals that the world's clearest UFO photo of a 100-foot-long diamond-shaped spacecraft has been released after 30 years. The photo was taken in 1990 by two hikers in Scotland and shows a huge diamond-shaped object in the sky and has been dubbed the world's best UFO photo. It's known as the Calvin photograph. Yes, if you want to search for it online, it was covered, well, not so much covered up as just kept classified until very, very recently, where it's been released. It was taken in August 1990 by two hikers on a hillside near Calvin, northwest of Perth in Scotland. The photographs were handed to Scotland's Daily Record newspaper, who then gave them to the MOD for reasons unknown. The story was never published and nothing more was heard from the Ministry of Defence. This led to the modern myth of the Calvin photograph, with the images never being seen by the public until now. They look quite dramatic. If you want to search for it, have a look online. There has been a mock-up done of what the photograph might look like, which looks even more realistic. But the actual photograph from 1990 has now been released to the public, but details of the investigation into it will remain classified until 2072. So no one will find out until then if that really was a UFO or some kind of experimental aircraft, as has been mooted. But yes, the Calvin photograph has been released, originally taken in 1990. And can now find examples of it online if you want to have a look. I'm speaking about that because I went and saw the film Nope last night. Jordan Peele's latest effort. He produced, directed and wrote the script and screenplay. It's an interesting film. I've enjoyed his previous films, Get Out and Us. But, yeah, I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but the film, you probably will guess if you've seen the trailer, is UFO related. It's billed as a kind of sci-fi horror. I would say it's really not that much of a horror. It's kind of more like a psychological thriller slash sci-fi. So, yeah, there aren't moments of out-and-out horror, really. There are some unnerving moments, and it's... All I'll say as my review is it's one of those films that finishes leaving you asking questions. If you don't mind that, then you'll enjoy it. If you kind of want everything tied up neatly in a bow, you won't get that at the end of this film. But it's enjoyable all the way through, without doubt. I was most definitely entertained. Some fabulous performances within it. And it didn't even occur to me until I read about it afterwards that they created it during COVID restrictions, you know, so it was incredibly difficult to film as well, hence why there's a relatively small cast and why they're not huddled together in groups very much. But yeah, a good film, an enjoyable film, but it might leave you scratching your head a bit at the end and wanting more answers than you are going to get from watching it. That's all I'd say. But if you enjoyed things like Close Encounters, if you enjoyed M. Night Shyamalan's Signs, apparently that was a big influence on Jordan Peele, it's quite reminiscent of that. But yeah, if you like your sci-fi, if you like questioning sci-fi, it could be one for you. Yes, Jordan Peele's latest, Nope. Enjoyable, but leaves you scratching your head a little bit at the end. That's my honest review. Okay, now then, let's have another track. I've still got to squeeze in more. And therefore, we're going to have a bit of Bowie. Remember, it's National Airborne Day. That's the theme. Hence all the tracks that link.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, like a silly said.
the loud sound it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That were no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If we can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time.
There's a star. But he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told us, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children boogie. Starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds.
And that was David Bowie with Starman. Absolutely marvellous. As we come into the second hour, it's almost time to tell you about the 8 quarter finalists of the World Cup of Films. Before that, though, I've just had a request for a particular track. Always happy last minute to squeeze a new track in. It's still apt. It still links to the theme. Maria on the Isle of Wight recently attended an outdoor opera Carmen event over there on the island, which was fabulous, but she still, despite enjoying the opera, loves Jackie Wilson and has asked for this one. Okay, Maria, absolutely no problem.
Desire. his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting me higher and higher. All right.
FM.
Jackie Wilson for Maria on the Isle of Wight. All good. It's into the second hour of the show that goes like this tonight, which means you know what's coming. It is time to talk about the World Cup of Films. Well, our final round of 16 games concluded last week, and we had our 7th and 8th quarter finalists confirmed. Game 7 was The Matrix versus Ghostbusters. And Game 8 was Back to the Future versus Singing in the Rain. And The Matrix got 66% of the vote, Ghostbusters 34%. So The Matrix progresses. And Back to the Future, 81% of the vote. Singing in the Rain, 19% of the vote. So Back to the Future progresses as well. Which means, according to the show that goes like this, in 3 weeks' time, one of the following eight films will be confirmed as the greatest film of all time. Toy Story, The Green Mile, The Empire Strikes Back, The Wizard of Oz, Avengers Endgame, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, The Matrix, and Back to the Future. Which one of those massively successful films will be declared the winner? Well, our first two quarterfinals are now available for you to vote on at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Get yourself onto Twitter right now, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. Go to the profile, Ben Sim Radio, and right at the top you'll see quarterfinal two and then quarterfinal one beneath it. Toy Story versus The Green Mile is quarterfinal one. At the moment, we've not had this in any vote yet. Toy Story, 100% of the vote. The Green Mile, zero. But it's still early days. And then in quarterfinal two, The Empire Strikes Back versus The Wizard of Oz. At the moment, The Empire Strikes Back, 80% of the vote. The Wizard of Oz, 20%. If you want to change that, cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Do it now. Just get your device, get yourself onto Twitter at Ben Sim Radio. The top of the profile will have those two polls available, the World Cup of Films, quarterfinal one and quarterfinal two. Give it a retweet as well. Let's get it out there to as many film fans as possible. Toy Story, The Green Mile, Empire Strikes Back, Wizard of Oz, Avengers Endgame, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, The Matrix, and Back to the Future. One of those will be declared, according to the show that goes like this, the greatest film ever made. It's getting exciting. It's getting emotional. Will Oliver wants to hear Savage Garden on National Airborne Day. He wants to go to the moon and back. No problem, Will.
Justify all the hurt inside. Guess she knows from
on the smiles and the look in their eyes. Everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, mama never loved her much, and daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shies away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs a bag for outer space. And now she's waiting for the right kind of pilot to come.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
To the moon and back for Will Oliver, Savage Garden on this National Airborne Day. One track I play before I leave you tonight will link to National Roller Coaster Day. There's something exciting to look forward to, isn't it? Or is it? Well, you can be the judge of that. And I've got to squeeze in more tracks, so less talking, more music for a few minutes at very least. What's coming up next? Well, Sue Burton on National Airborne Day has Sue Burton ever suggested? I've no idea, but she has suggested leaving on a jet plane. She's not leaving. She wants to hear the song I Need to Lie Down.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back. Go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Phoenix FM.
John Denver leaving on a jet plane, suggested by Sue Burton. There you go, Sue. You make a good suggestion. It makes it onto the show. You get a shout out. Well done. Thank you very much. More votes have been trickling in on the World Cup of Films, quarterfinal one and two. Not really changed too much, it has to be said. Could we get our first 100-0 result of the tournament? Quarterfinal one. You can only watch one of these films. Which one? Toy Story or The Green Mile? Toy Story, 100% of the vote. The Green Mile still clearly on zero. Then quarterfinal two, a little bit closer, but not much. You can only watch one of these films. Which one? The Empire Strikes Back or The Wizard of Oz? Empire Strikes Back on 83% of the vote. Wizard of Oz on 17. If you want to change that, give the poll a retweet. At Bensim Radio on Twitter is where you can find that poll. It's only available on Twitter. Give it a retweet. It is live for 5 days. So yes, will the votes change drastically before I'm back with you next week to reveal the results? Empire Strikes Back trouncing The Wizard of Oz, Toy Story utterly trouncing The Green Mile at the moment. Give it a share, see if we can get more film lovers to vote and decide upon the nation's favourite film, according to the show that goes like this. More tracks coming that relate to National Airborne Day. Here are the Beatles.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river
with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Whilst the show is on, I do like to have a look across social media at what's trending. Something's just started trending, which is quite interesting. As you are all aware, Daniel Craig has hung up his spy cap. Is that possible? As James Bond, and will not be returning as James Bond in any more films. And it's long been suggested the likes of Idris Elba, Henry Cavill or Tom Hardy could be the next 007, but there is a rumour that's just started doing the rounds that instead of looking for an actor in their 40s or 50s, the producers are looking to cast a younger Bond, possibly an actor in his early 30s. So, probably not Idris Elba, Henry Cavill, or anybody else for that matter, Tom Hardy. So, it could be somebody unexpected that gets cast as the next James Bond. It's just a rumour, it's just started doing the rounds, it's trending on social media right now, as is Happy Birthday Madonna, as is the comedian Matt Ford, as is Right Said Fred. All those things currently trending on Twitter. I'm not going to tell you why. You'll have to do some of your own research. As the Foo Fighters put it, you'll have to learn to fly. Come on, that was a decent link, wasn't it? I was quite pleased with that one. It's still National Airborne Day. Let's rock out once more.
This could take all night.
Phoenix FM.
Foo Fighters learning to fly. Time to pop over once again then to the weird world of news. Here's something pretty unusual. The headline reads, man finds 100 million year old dinosaur footprint under his table in rare find. Yeah, I would imagine that's pretty rare. That is slightly unnecessarily undramatic title there, if undramatic is a word, which I'm pretty sure it isn't. But the surprising discovery was made earlier this month in the courtyard of a restaurant in southwest China. Dinosaur footprints believed to be over 100 million years old. An eagle-eyed customer at the restaurant was suspicious when he spotted imprints along several ground stones on the property in Leshan City in the Sichuan province. Dinosaur experts were soon called in and confirmed that the depressions were indeed those of omnivorous dinosaurs called sauropods, and upon further inspection, they got 3D scanners out and estimated that the footprints belonged to two brontosauruses that were around 8 meters long. And brontosauruses lived during the very early Cretaceous era. The Cretaceous era. It was eerie back then, in that area. And that period lasted from approximately 145 to 66 million years ago, hence the estimation that those footprints were actually around about 100 million years old. Brontosaurus is considered one of the largest land animals ever to have existed, at roughly 8 metres long. Quite a discovery then. Official footprints belonging to dinosaurs from 100 million years ago. Pretty difficult to find preserved footprints, I would imagine. Apparently, dinosaur experts aim to visit sites where there are reported fossils discovered or footprints or anything relating to dinosaurs within 48 hours, in case any evidence could be destroyed in the ensuing time. So, yeah, if you think you've found any dinosaur-related material, let the authorities know. They'll be there in a couple of days. It's quicker than you can get a lot of things done. Doctor's appointments, you know, delivery of certain items to your house. Oh, I found a dinosaur footprint in my back garden. We'll be there in 2 days. Excellent. Okay. Well, if you want your garden dug up, you know, save on landscaping. I'm not saying fake it, you know, but if there's something questionable there, I'm just going to leave that out there. Okay, Airborne Day. Let's go back to Nelly Furtado. She likes flying.
That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is true,
baby, all I need for you to know is you're bad. I'll only fly you away.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Nelly Furtado is like a bird. She's covered in feathers, walks on two legs, and sits on eggs all day. She's a bit strange, old Nelly. There you go. Tuesday the 16th of August, we're three quarters of the way through the show that goes like this already, but still great stuff to happen. We're going to squeeze in five more tracks before I leave you. Another visit to the weird world of news. We will round up once again the World Cup of Films, our final eight. We've whittled down 32 to 8 so far. Some huge films left. And we're still going to celebrate National Roller Coaster Day musically and National Airborne Day, as we've been doing all throughout the show, thanks to your musical suggestions. Here's another one then. This, with Up, is the Saturdays. I know it's Tuesday. Let's all get over it.
I'm ready to be a control in the dark.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was a banging version of the Saturdays Up, wasn't it? Officially known as the Wide Boys Radio Edit. Specific track fans, there you go. Yes, it's the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons. You're here on Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're nearby, phoenixfm.com if you're not. And do check out the website. Thanks to everybody that's checked out my blog page on there with all previous shows available. Last week's show, currently over 650 hits. Thank you so much to everybody who's done that. Marvellous. And this one will be available from tomorrow morning as well. phoenixfm.com. Go to the schedule, click on Tuesday and the name, the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my Phoenix FM blog that will list this show and all previous ones as well. And loads of fun stuff going on across all of our websites, so have a look at all of it. And whilst I'm doing that, I will remind you that after me tonight from 8 until 10, it's Synth City with Rob Harvey, new wave and electronic music coming your way. And then after 10 o'clock until midnight, Gary Davidson will again feature his playlist of singles and album tracks from his own record collection. Can be quite eclectic. Off the Record, 10 until midnight. So keep it here on Phoenix 98 FM. One more visit to the Weird World of News coming up after this next track, where I will share with you a pharmacist's recommendations for some unusual sunburn remedies. If you can't get hold of any official after sun, you may have some stuff in your fridge that will help. Yes, we've all been exposed to more sun than normal over the last few weeks, I think it's fair to say. If you get sunburnt, some natural remedies, happy to let you know about them. But first of all, here are the Lighthouse Family.
When you're close to tears, remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color.
Phoenix FM.
What a great track. What a fantastic voice. The Lighthouse Family with Hi. Now then, as promised, another visit to the weird world of news. And I do like to share life hacks and tips, health tips for you. Don't say I don't do things for my lovely leg end listeners. Well, yes, we've all been exposed to a lot more sunshine than we're expecting, I would suspect, over the last few weeks. And a lead pharmacist has shared 5 food items which could be in your fridge or cupboards at home that could help if you do find yourself susceptible to a bit of sunburn. Now, a couple you may not have thought of, a couple maybe a bit more obvious, but one of the best things for fighting off infections, inflammation, that people really don't expect, honey. Yes, it's crammed with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, can help to ease the pain on your skin if you get sunburnt, can be applied directly to the burn before being washed off 30 minutes later. Yeah, so if you do have any burnt areas and you don't have access to anything from an official pharmacy, honey, really good alternative. Also, cucumber can reduce any swelling and inflammation that could occur after burning your skin. You can slice the vegetable, you can blend it before placing it on your skin, but you could freeze cucumber slices first and achieve an extra cooling effect. There we go, cucumber is good. Now, something surprising surprised me. If you've got sunburn, rather than putting something on it, you could try eating some carrots. The properties of carrots can help to heal burns from the inside out because of the beta carotene in it, which is a carotenoid which works to naturally aid the healing of sunburn. Eating carrots can help. Similarly, if you have sunburn on the face, blueberries, incredibly good for you, rich in antioxidants, and could repair skin damage caused by the sun, particularly on the face. They're a great source of vitamin C, can help to prevent aging and fine lines developing as well. And then, maybe unsurprisingly, Greek yogurt can help soothe sore sensations after sunburn, and the lactic acid bacteria found in Greek yogurt can help your burns to heal faster. So there you go, 5 foodstuffs that you could put on if you can't get any after sun. Honey, cucumber, carrots, blueberries and Greek yogurt. Honey, cucumber and Greek yogurt can be applied topically. Carrots and blueberries can be eaten to aid in the healing process. We're very good to you on the show that goes like this, aren't we? Okay, a few more tracks still to squeeze in. Then we got to sum it all up. We've still got 13 minutes and 13 seconds. Here are the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Coming down, no, not today.
Phoenix FM.
Still want to squeeze in two tracks to sum it all up. Therefore, my favourite Simply Red song coming up now on National Roller Coaster Day is Fairground.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, and it's the show that goes like this in the home straight now. It's been another fabulous show for you tonight. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for sharing it with me. We've done celebrity birthdays. Who knew it was Frankie Boyle's birthday on the same day as Madonna and James Cameron and Taika Waititi? Today's been National Roller Coaster Day, National Rum Day, National Tell a Joke Day. I think I only did one, didn't I? Apologies. And National Airborne Day. Thanks for all your musical suggestions. Thanks to Mark Reed, Ellie from Beckles, Jodie Young, Fiona, Simon Turner, Stuart James, Karen Owen, Will Oliver, Sue Burton, many other people who made suggestions as well. Apologies if yours didn't make it into the show. Do vote on the World Cup of Films at Benson Radio. Quarterfinals underway. And the Weird World of News has been fabulous to bring you as well. The key to a happy relationship. What happens if you don't look after your tattoos? A photo. The clearest photo of a UFO in history. Man who found a dinosaur footprint and some unusual sunburn remedies. To play us out, let's get contemplative once again with Bette Midler. See you next week.
Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight.
to learn.